However you feel about the health care bill Congress is debating, it would accomplish one thing most people probably agree is good: extending health care coverage to almost every American. Of course, that comes with a price, and the cost, according to the Congressional Budget Office, is about $1 trillion over the next decade. Here to talk about that number and what it means is David Kestenbaum from our Planet Money team. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Linda.
So, I think a year ago, $1 trillion would have given people a sticker shock. But after the financial crisis, maybe that number doesn't feel so big. How are we supposed to think about $1 trillion?
It is funny how things change. For me, I can't get my head around $1 trillion. So I asked a guy who does this for a living, Bill Gale. He's an economist at the Brookings Institution.
$1 trillion is definitely a lot of money. Even if we are already now spending trillions of dollars on things like the financial bailout, the economic stimulus package, and so on, we shouldn't get inured to the idea that just because we've had to spend that it's not a huge amount of money.
So here are some comparisons that might help. So the health care bill would be $1 trillion over 10 years. So that's about $100 billion a year. $100 billion a year is 6 times larger than NASA's budget, so you can imagine creating another 5 NASAs.
How would it compare to the Iraq War?
$100 billion a year is roughly ballpark what we are spending on the Iraq War. I think the best comparison is probably to look at what the government is actually spending on health care right now, on Medicare, Medicaid, and subsidies. And that number is about $1 trillion a year. So adding $100 billion a year, that's like a 10% increase in cost. So 10% increase in what you get for that is pretty much universal health care coverage.
Now, President Obama said in his news conference this week that not fixing health care would also be unacceptably expensive.
If somebody told you that there is a plan out there that is guaranteed to double your health care costs over the next 10 years, that's guaranteed to result in more Americans losing their health care, and that is by far the biggest contributor to our federal deficit, I think most people would be opposed to that. Well, that's the status quo.
So there are two challenges here. One is expanding health care coverage, and the bill definitely does that. Just about everybody would have health care coverage. But the second challenge is bringing costs down. And that is the train wreck that is down the tracks, and we still have to deal with it. Here is Kent Smetters, who used to work at the Congressional Budget Office. He's now at Wharton, the University of Pennsylvania's business school.
If we eliminated every single government program, the military, the education, roads, everything except Social Security and Medicare, we would not have enough money left over to pay for Social Security and Medicare.
And of those two, Social Security and Medicare, Medicare is by far the big dog.
But David, aren't you saying that you'd run into that train wreck whether you passed the Obama health care reform or you didn't?
Yeah, that train wreck is coming. And the question is, what does this bill do, or what is the Obama administration planning to do down the road to help rein in costs? Because right now this is going to increase costs, adding more people to the system. And what the Obama administration says is that they do not have a clear plan at this point. That is actually what Peter Orszag said this week. He is the head of the White House Office of Management and Budget. He said there is no complete plan.
It does not exist on Capitol Hill. It does not exist in the bowels of the Institute of Medicine. It does not exist in the Congressional Budget Offices. It does not exist here.
So the health care bill does take some preliminary steps to try to begin restructuring the system so doctors don't prescribe things that patients don't need, to try and put more emphasis on preventative care. But if you ask the Congressional Budget Office, which is seen as the official arbiter here, what kind of savings is this going to get us? The CBO's take is that there's just not a lot of data on what works. It's not clear what the plan is. So at this point, it's hard to say how much we will end up bringing down the cost of health care.
David Kestenbaum is part of our Planet Money team. You can read its blog and download the podcast at npr.org/money. David, thank you.
Thanks, Linda.